Hi, this is Bethany Conway, and welcome to my podcast. Hey, I want to say thank you to those of you who have submitted a review on iTunes and sent me a bunch of stars. I really appreciate it and love getting the feedback and hearing your thoughts about how this podcast is impacting your life and helping you and your family. And also in the workplace. Man, all the stuff we're talking about just doesn't apply at home, but it applies to every facet of our life. So today, I want to share a process or a big area that really has kind of been the hinge point, the main, like if you have spokes in a wheel, like this is like the main portion that where all those spokes come out of, and it really helps, really kind of defines, like when we talked about a few weeks ago, busyness, and we talked about, what things can come on our table and what can't, and just all the different things that impact us on a daily basis. And the big thing that I think about, and I even wrote it in my notes, with a capital B, is boundaries. And I tell you, a few years back, going through a process of finding boundaries and having boundaries in my life really highlighted many areas that were not healthy or out of order in my life. You know, because even we talked about perfectionism and a little bit of that's with people pleasing, and all of these things can easily tie back to boundaries, which is so crazy. How something just like this concept, the concept of having boundaries in our life, can impact so many other areas, and we don't even realize it. You know, when we talk about boundaries, it means, like for example, you think about a river or a stream, and in order for that water to flow well, and there has to be banks, and the water flows within the banks of that river or that stream, and it keeps things moving in a steady pace. You know, if it begins to overflow, the river, the banks get overflowed, too much happening all at once, it can cause things to get washed away, flooding in other areas. You know, right now where we live out in Wisconsin, our neighborhood and several surrounding communities have been on a flood watch because we've had so much rain, and it's literally coming up out of the ground and just sitting there. And it's been crazy. And the banks, like in the river down from our house, the Sugar River, it's overflowing through the parks and into some of the streets of the city. And I know that there's been a lot of people who have had major damage to their house and properties because we've had so much water. And because there's so much coming up, it's not staying within the banks of the river, and it's causing damage and causing harm to the surrounding areas. And so that's kind of the same concept when we think of boundaries, as when we don't have healthy boundaries and parameters in our life, it causes things to overflow, which can cause harm to ourselves and others around us because we haven't learned to stay within a flow and within a frame, and within banks that keep us healthy and operating at our best self. And I know I've said that in the last few podcasts where we talk about bringing our best self to the table. Well, when we don't have boundaries, that part of it, our lives, it really becomes affected. So let me just share a few stories here, and a major thing that took place in my life that really caused me to start on a path of self-discovery, getting curious about some of the choices and the way I would operate in my daily life, whether it was at work or at home. It really started me on a deep dive to figure out what was going on in my life. And my husband and I have been married for 16 years now. And I grew up, just a strong-willed, very motivated person. And I still am. It has been tempered by life and boundaries. But I was a go-getter personality. And, you know, when I talked about one of my previous podcasts about perfectionism and being put on a pedestal and wanting to look good and have everything done right and be everything to everybody, as part of being perfect, that I learned to say yes and do things and fill my life with things that I definitely maybe didn't even really want to, but I was afraid to say no out of people pleasing, which can be a whole nother podcast in the future, because I know that that is a major area for a lot of people struggling with people pleasing, where we can't say no because we're afraid of how people are going to respond to us and having a boundary. So throughout my life, throughout my married life, even as a teen, I was involved in everything, doing everything, saying yes to everything. And, maybe being younger at that point, I could handle it. I could do everything. I was a single person. Then I got married. And now, when you get married, you come into a partnership. You become one. You two become one. And you begin to have a family. And you can't just make decisions for yourself. You are now accountable to your spouse. And how are you going to raise your family? How are you going to divide up your time? How are you going to do things? And but I kept saying yes to everything and everybody. I was involved in a lot of ministry at my church. I was, working full time, we had children, and all of these things, everybody was getting my yes, and my family was getting my no. And when I say my family was getting my no, they were getting the leftover parts of me. And I remember a few years back working for an organization and being really excited about being involved and a part of something that was happening. And the only thing was, there's several things within that organization that were not, that just didn't have healthy boundaries put in place. When you work for a company that, where you might have meetings and they say the meeting is going to go from, meeting's going to go from 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock, 1 hour, and frequently the meetings would go maybe 1 to 4:30, and so the time that you had allotted to do other projects now got pushed aside because the meeting went longer. And it wasn't just like a one-off, because I know that even happens. That happens at a lot of companies where things have to shift and priorities have to shift, and that is natural. But when it's something that continually happens over and over again, and it causes these ripple effects where then you have to stay later, work from home when you weren't anticipating work from home, working from home, working off the clock, volunteering more time off, off duty time to get things done, and this pattern over and over again, it can burn you out. And so, at this job in this organization, there were several times that I would stay later, and my husband, we had one vehicle at the time, and he would come to pick me up. I was supposed to be done at 4 o'clock, and I'd be in the middle of a meeting, and he'd text me, say, "Hey, I'm out here with the girls waiting for you." I'm texting back, "I'll be right there." And I could not say to my boss and to the people I was working with, "I have to go. My family's here. I'm sorry. This is going to have to wait. We'll have to pick this up tomorrow, or we're going to have to shift the timeline on this because my family's waiting." I would have my kids and my husband they'd be waiting outside for me for an hour because I could not say no and walk away because I was afraid of maybe what I'd be perceived as. Maybe I was being perceived as not a hard worker or not really in it to win it if I had to put in a boundary that said, I'm supposed to be done at 4, I really need to go. And so I continued to blow past my boundaries. But I also enabled other people to continue to blow past my boundaries, because how are they supposed to know what my boundaries are if I'm not going to uphold them? And then being asked to do things, at the job, on site, and saying yes and knowing that it was going to take up family time, more time. And my husband was getting exhausted from all of these areas that I was not having boundaries in. And I kept saying yes, and then my yes, when I would say yes, in the back of my mind is I didn't want to say yes, but I kept saying yes, and I started becoming resentful and angry and bitter towards the job that I was working, and this continued on for a year, maybe 2 years, and knowing at that point, hindsight is always 20/20, when I should have said no and walked away at that point. But it was several situations like this where something was always shifting, time was always not honored and respected, and the people directly impacted was my family, because I couldn't say no. I couldn't have a healthy boundary. And just, I'm going to interject this quote that I heard from Havila Cunnington, who's a great author and speaker. She made this statement the other day when she was sharing about some of the experiences that she's had with working with through her boundaries, as if, also having family and also with her, and her spouse. And she was talking with her counselor, how am I going to handle this? Because she was like, everybody else should figure out and understand that I have a family and that I have a life. Well, her counselor said to her, don't expect anyone to feel bad for taking time away from your family. It's no one's responsibility to know what they are taking from you. You are the only one who is going to know. And that quote rings so true to that moment in my life. And so I just kept pushing. And my husband was stressed out, burnt out. I was giving everything, every part of me to this organization, not only working hours, but then volunteering hours on top of it. And my girls were getting resentful. And it was just not turning out good. It was really impacting and affecting our marriage. And I remember even us having arguments and conversations where even the D word, divorce, was coming into the conversation. And both my husband and I had, from the very beginning, committed that that was never going to be an option for us. But it was coming up in our conversations when we'd get heated and angry. Maybe we should just get a divorce. Maybe that's what's going to lead to it. And it's like, then these, it was like red flag, red flag, red flag, red flag, you know? And, but I didn't know how to stop. I didn't know that we were already beyond the burnout point. And I remember one night in December, sounds kind of like a song, but probably is summer. But I remember laying in bed one night next to my husband, and we had just turned out the lights, and we had just had one of those heated arguments where I was continuing to do things and volunteer our family for things, and we were going. You know, our girls were involved in sports and all these other things. We had church ministry stuff, we had and work stuff, and I kept saying yes, and so this is what the argument was about. And just, you know, so then we get in bed and we're both kind of feeling defeated. My husband's feeling defeated. I'm feeling defeated because we hadn't come to a resolution. I'm laying there. We're laying there in quietness. And I hear my husband say, Bethany, why do you always listen to all the other voices and all the other people when I'm just asking for you to stop and to see how this is affecting our family? How come it's so easy for you to say yes to all the other leaders in your life, but you don't hear what I'm saying? And he said it in such a way that was like calm, and it wasn't accusatory, but he said it in such a way like all of a sudden I'm laying there and like the light bulb goes on. Like all of a sudden I can see from his perspective, like I got a glimpse. And I remember laying there in bed. I couldn't even respond, but I just remember burying my head in the pillow and sobbing. Because at that moment, I realized that I had been saying yes to all these people outside, all these people on the outside that, sure, they're friends, but they don't matter. I mean, I shouldn't say they don't matter, but they're not my spouse. They are not my family. I'd been saying yes to all these people. And my husband is just asking for a pause. He's asking, can we just press the pause button for our family, for the sake of our marriage? Can we press the pause button? And I just sobbed because I saw what he was seeing that I had not been able to see. And it was like the golden thread through it all that began an unraveling and an undoing in my life, that where it caused me to get curious about what has led me to this place that I keep overfilling. I keep having a life of busyness. I keep having a life of burnout and resentment and anger. And the people who keep getting the results of that are my spouse and my children. Why is it that I'm in the middle of doing my makeup in the morning and my brain is going 100 million miles an hour because I'm thinking about all of the things that I have to do. And in that moment, as I'm thinking about those things, I feel anxiety, my heart's racing, and I just feel frustration and panic because it's so much. And my daughter walks in and just asks, hey mom, have you seen my brush? And you explode. I have no clue where your brush is at. Haven't you? You should put it in the same spot. And your poor daughter didn't even know that the only reason she got the explosion is because in your mind, you were overwhelmed with your to-do list. And this process of discovering my boundaries and learning and growing was painful. It was messy. My husband and I had to meet with my boss my bosses and tell them, hey, we need to press pause for our family. For the sake of our marriage, we need to press pause. We need to go on a sabbatical. We need to take time away. Because this, we cannot continue in this mess. We cannot continue running and moving at this pace because it's not healthy and it's not sustainable. And that process was not easy. It was painful. There are relationships that were lost and were never the same. I don't want to say lost, but they were never regained to the level that they were before because we had to put boundaries in our life. And I know that there's this book that I started reading, and I would so highly recommend it if you are somebody who struggles with having healthy boundaries in your life. It's called Boundaries, When to Say Yes, How to Say No to Take Control of Your Life. It's by Dr. Henry Cloud and Dr. John Townsend. So highly recommend it. He also has great boundaries books for if you have teenagers or if you have small children or books specifically about working with, you know, boundaries with your spouse. They have such great material and resources that just really are eye-opening and want to bring you to a place of healthy living. So you are operating in the banks of your river and flowing and bringing life to that river. Because that's what you want. We want life in the river, right? Life, life, life. So at one point in the book, the boundaries book, they talk about this law of respect and it's called like, you want to quote, I'm doing hand quotes, but you can't see that I'm doing that. Like this concept of they, like when we talk about having boundaries, we in our mind will say, well, if I have to say no, but if I say no, they won't accept my no. They won't accept me if I say no, but they won't speak to me for a week if I tell them how I really feel, the they concept. But they will get angry if I have to set limits, you know, and the thing with that law of respect, they, whoever those people are, sometimes they can be false perceptions. You know, we make up these stories in our mind out of fear that somebody's going to respond to us a certain way if we have to put boundaries in our life. And most of the time, they aren't that way, how people will respond to us when we have to set boundaries and limits for space and for healthy living. But if people do respond in the way that we are thinking they, out of that fear, if they do respond, then they're probably not a healthy relationship for you to be in the first place. But a lot of times, hopefully those are the false perceptions or the stories we make up. But I just want to say that if that is the case, if somebody isn't able to respect your boundaries and isn't able to respect those spaces and pauses we need to put in our life, they might not be the best connection for us in the first place. Okay. So boundaries are so important. So that whole process with my husband, I tell you what, it was painful because it caused me to have to do a lot of self-reflection, a lot of getting curious. And when I say getting curious, that means asking myself, why do I keep saying yes when I really mean no? Why do I keep doing these things? And then the people that are hurt the most or impacted the most by me burning myself out is the people that are closest to me. What the heck am I doing? And so that process of learning that a lot of times we will say yes and go beyond our boundaries because we're afraid, that whole concept of they again, we're afraid of how people in our life may respond to us. We're afraid that if I don't stay late for work every single day, even though I'm on salary for 40 hours or maybe 42 hours, but if I don't stay for 50 hours, then they're going to think that I'm not qualified or worthy of maybe a promotion down the future, that I'm really not given to the job. Again, these are things that we tell ourselves when it's not ever written anywhere. What are the other things? You know, the stories that we make up that, if I don't give my all and I don't constantly say yes, then the one opportunity, the one breakthrough, the one thing that I really want to do, they're never going to ask me because I always say no. And I know I remember thinking that, like, if I say no, then the one time that could be my breakthrough time or the opportunity that I've been looking for, if I don't always say yes, then I'm going to miss it. I am going to miss out because I said no. Well, you're not. Trust me. God has perfect timing for everything. And God so much more cares about you being a healthy person and you having a healthy family and you having a marriage that thrives than about an opportunity out there. Because I tell you what, as soon as I began to get curious, as soon as I began to go through the healing process and go through the discovery process about why I say yes and learning my value, learning my worthiness at greater levels and learning the value of my time and owning my no and putting those boundaries in place, all of a sudden I realized I had greater compassion for things and other people in my life. All of a sudden I had breathing room. All of a sudden the best me was coming to the table. My relationship with my husband began to thrive. Like the joy and the love that was exuding when we first got married was coming back into the marriage. The joy of laughter in my household again. Yes, there was laughter there before, but like at deeper levels where you could really feel the trueness of joy in our house. I'm going to wrap it up for today. So my challenge to you, boundaries can change everything. I want to encourage you to start getting curious about where you need to move back into the banks of where your river flows. Finding that place where your yes means yes and your no means no. Coming from a place of being authentic and genuine, not afraid to say no because of people pleasing, but a place to find room to breathe. The best you is coming to the table. The best you is there for your family. A place full of compassion. A place full of freedom. Today, I want to encourage you, boundaries are worth it. They're worth it to find, to get curious, to put them in your life for the sake of your health and the ones you love. I want to thank you today for listening. Until next time, have a wonderful day.